I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Welcome to Ask Quizzical. This is a podcast with some questions but no answers usually. Today, return guests. Let's see if we can get off those single figures. I guess most of these are actually single figures.
Yeah.
Low
in order to get
single figures.
First of all, horrible. How fucking dare you?
This is Reese Nichols.
Hello. In order to get double figures, you need to get 100%.
Mm. That's right. So, let's see if we can do it.
I mean, that's not going to happen. I think I've not gotten over three. This is my third one, and I've not gotten over three, I don't think.
No, I don't think so. Three. Maybe you got four on your first one.
Oh, that's nice.
But that's what I meant by single figures, I guess.
Yeah. Well, really you keep talking to me like that. Maybe you'll be a single figure.
Do you want to meet your brain's trust today?
Sure. Good luck to us all.
See if they can assist you.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to go, I think, with a brain's trust and get just the smartest people in the world.
Yes.
You know? So, I've got a surprise guest here for you, Reese.
Oh.
She's an international hotel heiress.
Ooh.
You may have heard of her before. It's hello to Paris Hilton.
Hey.
Welcome.
Hi, Paris.
Thank you so much.
Hi.
Big first question for you. What have you been up to? Because not seen you lately.
Yeah. Well, I had like the doco on YouTube and then I've just had some bags. I've just been going through my bags.
Now, when you say bags, do you mean like you had
you
a couple
like
bags?
Louis Vuitton or Coke?
Yeah, I Louis Vuitton bags of Coke. Yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
Wow. Great. Weirdly, less expensive than Australian cocaine. So.
Yeah.
But I did see that because you have kind of come out recently and said that all the last kind of version of you was not real, and this is the real. So, is this?
Oh,
are we getting
Julia
the
real?
Are we getting the real you now?
Yeah.
Yes. In a lot of ways, Paris Hilton is just like Julia Gillard.
Well, she came out. She was like, now you're getting the real Julia.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Was that your inspiration?
I will not sit here and be lectured on misogyny and by this man. I won't do it. So. Yeah, this is the real me. So
the Paris Hilton Accord.
Yeah, that's what they're calling it. the hotel.
I think I'm a member of Accord.
Yeah, I think you are. That's, yeah.
Do you know all the members? Do you?
I know every single one.
There's only about 20 of us, I think.
So. Yeah, it's Reese and
name the other 19.
John Woods.
The actor.
Yeah.
Wow.
And Chelsea.
Ooh.
And
well, thanks for being here, Paris. It's exciting to have you back.
Thank you.
Not seen you since that YouTube doco, which I'm sure we'll get into later. But another member of the Brains Trust for you, Reese.
Mm.
the, I don't know how much you can relate to this gentleman, the President of the Society of Chodes. It's a big hello to Steve Manley.
Hello, it's fantastic to be here, and a big shout out to all those living with chodes right now.
Is that what you say? It's like people with a chode?
Aye, that's right. Yeah. And people living with people with a chode. So, you know, it's all about awareness, and that's why, you know, I'm so happy to be here, because I like to, you know, spread awareness of the chode, you know?
People, like the chode is spread itself.
Aye, exactly, Kyron. Yeah.
Now,
exactly.
Chode, obviously, if people who don't know, but I imagine is...
Well, Paris might be able to explain.
Aye. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, it's like when you have like a penis, but it's not long, but it is... wide.
Aye, she's actually on the money. Yeah. A chode
in
is,
a lot of ways, actually.
Aye, aye. Yeah. She is actually sitting on a pile of
that
money
is, yeah.
right now.
Yeah.
But a chode is indeed a penis that is as wide as it is long. But usually, that's not to say that it's a hog. You'd never call like a big throbbing hog a chode.
No.
And if you did, people would look at you quite strangely.
I guess it would be a hog.
Aye. Usually it's wider than it is long, and usually the length is quite lacking.
Yeah.
It sort of resembles maybe a porcini mushroom or, you know, maybe a wee sort of cocktail frank of that description. No, you know, it could be quite tough.
Because it would be quite small, I think. If you were to have like a big chode, it'd be like a pizza, like a big dick pizza.
Aye, it'd be like a salami that's sort of just been chopped off.
Yeah, or like a like a Chicago style like pizza,
deep dish
pie.
Aye, it is the deep dish of penises, in the fact that nobody wants to eat it.
I did not like how you held a lot of eye contact with me as you said that.
I'm surprised there's a society. I didn't know there was a society.
Oh, why? Well, you know, it's tough living with your chode.
I know it.
I know you do. I see you up there.
Yeah,
you are.
I'm in the forums.
You're in the forums.
Look,
use your real name, which
which is.
Well, it's all branding, isn't it?
Reese Nicholson,
Proud Accord member.
Yeah. Yeah,
you looked at me like I didn't know your name.
No, I thought you meant like my online. Never mind,
your real name.
My real name.
He was like setting you up for like an improv, and you kind of like shut it down.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Paris Hilton knows.
Yeah, I've been. I went to UCB.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Paris does a Harold every week.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone knows that.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny that you mention improv, because there are quite a few improvisers that are in this society.
Shall we do a quiz?
Yeah, that's hot.
True. They have a lot of confidence.
Have you had any? Have you put out any songs, Paris? I don't remember if you've stepped into music.
Well,
what
that's
are you talking
about? I put out. Yeah, I DJ. And people who say that it's not me and I'm just dancing, or that's fuck them.
Well, our first question.
Do you want me to do one of my new songs?
No. All right. There is. Our first question is about music.
I set you up now for like an improv again, and you've just kind of okay.
We might
blocking,
get to
I think.
It.
Blocking.
Yeah. Is about music. The first question. So we'll see if you can lend a hand here. Question number one: which American singer links the songs Tired of Being Alone, Call Me, and Everything's Gonna Be All Right? Tired of Being Alone, Call Me, and Everything's Gonna Be All Right. Any of those tracks ring any bells for anybody?
Bob Marley.
You reckon Bob Marley?
Everything is gonna be all right.
Yes. But then Call Me is Blondie, isn't it?
And that song is called No Woman, No Cry.
Yeah. Oh, right.
So my argument is falling down.
Are they any of your tracks, Paris?
They are all on my new album, yeah. Oh,
what's the album called? We can give it a plug.
The album is called Diamonds.
Oh. Diamonds, featuring Tired of Being Alone, Call Me, and Everything's Gonna Be All Right.
Yeah, and my the lead single is called Daddy.
Maybe could we hear a little bit of Daddy?
Yeah. Okay, so it goes like, oh my God, this is crazy. Okay, so it's like, Daddy didn't come home today, but We're gonna wear his shoes anyway, and girls are coming over, and we're gonna have shots, and we're gonna get into the pool. And then there's like an EDM
breakdown. I'm sorry,
breakdown.
Did you say gonna get into the poo?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I said into the poo. It's like I am like a treatment.
Oh, it's a treatment thing.
It's that's it's another not, thing. It's another product anal. I'm bringing out.
Anal is but a dream. I've heard
barely touch the song.
I've heard it another is one quite of my lovely. Songs actually. Anal is but a dream. But a dream.
I dream the dream of
in
anal.
Brackets, daddy.
Now, does it say musician? Like, does it? Because
which American singer? It says singer.
Singer, like. Yep. I mean, it's not Debbie, like, Call Me, I just can't get past Call Me being a Debbie Harry song, but is it like...
Well, it could be that maybe Debbie Harry has sung on other people's songs, so it may be, you know, it doesn't, it's not necessarily that it's Blondie's song, so it could be that...
Yeah, Debbie let's look in Debbie Harry, is everyone happy with Debbie Harry? Yeah.
Hey, why not?
Yeah.
Question number two, what's starting with O are the horn-like structures on a giraffe's head? Now, this is actually the logo... of the Society of Chodes, I believe. Those tiny little giraffe horns.
Aye. We did have another, which was a porcini mushroom, of course, yeah. But we was got it, a cease and desist from Big Mushroom.
Yeah.
You got to support those mum and pop mushrooms to get Big Mushroom out.
Well, no one's
luckily,
giraffes,
so. Giraffes are not lawyered up.
Yeah.
Famously, they don't even have voice boxes. Do you
really?
Know that? Chicane.
It's too big.
Aye. No voice boxes, but they do make sounds.
Maybe the voice, but there is a voice box that's just so far down.
No.
That you can't travel.
No. They
no?
don't.
All right.
This is not a joke. Giraffes don't have voice boxes. Okay. Chicane. Okay. I am not joking.
Okay.
All right.
Nothing like a Scottish accent. It's really up there with South African and German for as soon as there's any kind of aggression in the accent, it is terrifying.
It can really shut you down.
Don't be terrified of me. I am just a man with a tiny chode. Don't
How
think
big is it?
Well, I'm circumcised, so it's...
Oh, which you must be. You must hate your parents for that.
Aye. So, I mean, that's why I'm the president, because I've got the smallest children.
Yeah.
Is that how they measure it?
Aye, that's
it's
how...
About?
It's a survival of the smallest.
Do you sit down to pee?
You know what? I
or
did...
Or do you stand back and hope?
Yeah. I did for a while. I do have a urinal at home installed in my house. Yeah. But...
Your what, sorry?
My hoose.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
my abode.
Do hooses have voice boxes?
What are you, sonny? You don't know, do you?
Ooh.
Don't I can't. Ah, you're right. It does sound aggressive.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
Like, I had a smile on my face the whole time.
Yeah.
Though.
It was actually scarier.
I can picture the logo. It's sort of a coat of arms, really, with the giraffe's horn there. But do you know what the name of those horns are?
Look at him bringing it back.
Ublex.
What?
Ublex.
Is that really it?
Aye.
Yeah.
I mean, he did know the voice box thing.
Yeah, he knows a lot about
and
giraffes.
When you, if you're not, you know, you got a lot more time on your hands, I'd imagine, when you got a smaller dick.
Actually, I am flat out.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, I mean, literally.
Precisely.
Flat out with at least a small bump.
Aye.
Sometimes,
you know, obviously, you know, I like to sleep on my tum.
Yep.
And when I wake up, it can just, it's like a old faucet.
Oh, boy.
That hadn't been turned on in a while, you know? Mm. Old pipes.
Yeah.
You ever lived in a house with old pipes, do
yeah.
you?
Almost exclusively.
Rattling around, and then you might get a couple of drips, and then push. Psh! And then it's too hot.
Okay.
Ublis, does that ring any bells for you, Paris Hilton? Do you ever get down to the zoo? Do you like seeing the animals at the zoo?
Yeah, we have a zoo, and I love to go and say hi to like the children that
you've got in the
there.
Zoo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Is this or your are you zoo? In the zoo no, and you like seeing the children as they wander past?
I mean, in a way, fame is like a zoo. You know, people just come and to look at you.
And that was one of the names for my album, but we didn't go with that. But fame is like a zoo, yeah. Mm. Fame is like a zoo, and Olive is like lunchtime.
But you landed on diamonds.
But we landed on diamonds, yeah.
Went a different way in the
end. Yeah, we went a different direction, yeah.
Sorry, olives are like lunchtime.
Yeah.
I guess
do you know what
are.
I mean?
They are, yeah.
Like fame
they're
is
salty.
Like a zoo and olives are
they
like lunchtime.
Mm. Mm-hmm. You know, olives are not dissimilar to a chode, actually.
I think the answer is olives.
We train with olives.
Are your balls the right size?
So olives
are huge.
I think what I think what Chode said.
Excuse me, my name is Stephen. Okay,
nah,
there is more to me than just a chode.
Is there?
Literally.
Yeah, I think the Stephen
ublex?
Said.
Ublex.
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 I mean, I don't think it's true, but I think just to
how
keep
do you spell that, Steve?
O O B L E X. Go-go.
Go-go-mobile. Ublex. Question three. It's perhaps one for you, Paris. In which century was Joan of Arc burned at the stake?
Ooh.
You're a woman who's held a position of power.
Yeah.
In your time.
Yeah.
You felt a lot of burning, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
Inspired by Julia Gillard.
Yeah.
Perhaps inspired by other women of history.
Yeah, like Princess Di and Princess Anne.
Mm-hmm.
And
Paris has been watching The Crown, I think.
Yeah.
Princess Mary as well.
Yes.
And
that's one.
Chelsea Handler.
Handler.
And those four women.
Those four women.
Only them.
Not Joan of Arc.
Who's Joan of Arc?
Not sure who John was.
I think it's the 17th.
Okay, so you do know numbers.
Yeah.
Steve. What was the arc that Joan was of?
That's a good question.
Was it a...
Because they went two by two. She was a lesbian. They went two by two in there. kind
of
worked.
Two of every animal.
So they could finally reproduce. make a new species of lesbian. Is that what you're saying?
Well, he's lesbian, so he's going to put two
Let
on.
The lesbians run free in the plains after the Great Flood.
Well, hey, if you go on particular P&O cruises, it is essentially a Joan of Arc of lesbians.
Hey, there's a chode cruise.
It's called 2x2 as well.
Yeah. That's a good joke. I deserve more. It's called 2x2.
Like measurements.
Like
I was thinking mathematically, but that's just how my brain works.
She knows numbers.
Yeah.
A dick that is 2 inches wide. And like that's a lot, like as in just the to look at, that's a flat disc.
Yeah.
Mm. I was more talking centimeters, but
oh okay that makes a lot more sense.
Aye,
so it's like a little cube.
Yeah.
Yeah, aye, the
like
cube
like a dice.
Yeah.
Aye.
Kind like of a, like a key, like a key you would use in Star Wars or something to get something open. That's what that would look.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like a kind of the thing that comes out of
like R2-D2.
Yeah, the little thing. Look, I'm just trying to keep it moving.
But in which century was Joan of Arc burned at the stake?
Look, it was enough time that they'd, you know, she had chainmail on, she had tunics. So we're not, you know, we're talking like maybe a little bit before the Middle Ages. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. And what years were the Middle Ages?
They were in the middle bit. They were somewhere in between now and then.
Yeah.
Kind of in the middle of that.
That's the tricky bit, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it's not even that far away, you know.
No.
When you think about it. Like, how about this? It's a wee bit off topic, but we are closer. I read this somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
We are closer to the ancient Romans than the ancient Romans are to ancient Egypt.
Really?
Doesn't that fucking blow your mind?
Well, you got it wrong.
What? What did I get wrong?
Imagine Paris Hilton correcting you.
I am so sorry, Professor.
Well, you're a student of history. So.
I'm a student of history, everyone knows, and it's from the time the pyramids were built to the time that of the Roman Empire.
Well, that's ancient Egypt. I don't think I was incredibly wrong.
Yeah, well, like ancient Egypt is also associated with like Cleopatra, one of my
totally
other.
Totally different.
And she Ptolemaic was Egypt. Totally fucking one of the Romans.
Aye.
One of your
the
other.
Fall,
so. I've read Asterix.
Cleopatra. So it's Princess
Fashion
Diana,
and makeup wise.
Princess Mary. Princess.
Cleopatra.
Or Cleopatra.
Was she a princess?
Chelsea
yeah.
Handler.
And
who is Julia Gillard.
The princess of comedy.
But
yeah.
Not Joan of Arc.
No.
No, that's a shame.
17th.
I reckon Joan of Arc 17th? Is 12.
Well, I mean, she was burned at the stake for being a witch. Yeah.
No, for just being a woman with short hair.
She said that she heard voices in her wee mind.
Yeah, that was going, she's like, that's God. And they were like, no, short-haired girl.
Yeah.
No.
Also, it would have been at a time when Christians were ruling and, you know, you weren't fitting in with the with the Christian ideals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like 17 might be a bit late for that.
Yeah, that's why I said 12.
Oh, you reckon 12?
Yeah.
Like girl Jesus. Do you know what I mean?
Is Jesus another one of your
girls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Long hair.
Long
so
hair.
12th century?
I reckon 12th.
Okay. I reckon
I'm way off.
Goatee.
Hmm?
Jesus.
Goatee Jesus. Sorry.
Do you think, usually if you have a goatee, you're a magician.
Or I reckon a lot of your mates.
Well, we do have a lot of magicians.
Yeah.
In fact, the Chode Christmas party is a real gas. We've got improv, we've got magic, we've got stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
It's a real who's who of
who's that
Melbourne open mic.
Question 4. A Scouser hails from which English city? A. Leeds, B. Leicester, C. London, or D. Liverpool?
It's Liverpool.
Aye, it's Liverpool.
It's absolutely Liverpool.
Have you travelled down to Liverpool from Edinburgh much?
I didn't like it. Those English bastards.
Yeah.
Vote Dicks yes, you long. Cunts.
Oh my God.
You've gone to Glasgow. It's crazy.
I can go wherever I please. Usually people don't just let me in. I have fade into the background. I'm like the invisible man.
Yeah.
They say that nobody, you know, once, you know, women get to a certain age, become invisible. But for men, when they're in their tiny penises, nobody wants to talk to you. Nobody wants to look at you in the eye. I can go. I was backstage in a in a Stone Temple Pilots concert.
Wow, that was a real journey.
And I just got back there.
Yeah. Walking with confidence.
I walked in, I'm like, I'm backstage with the Stone Temple Pilots.
Were you wearing pants?
Aye.
Okay.
But you can tell.
That's
you.
A big butt.
Thank you. I've got a big butt. I've got a large scrot, but a tiny wee chode.
Have you ever thought about, because I watched a documentary once about like sunken, there's a thing called sunken penises where like a lot of it is kind of, it's all just in there.
That's a vagina.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
That's a vagina, yeah.
Okay, then I misunderstood that documentary.
The Revenge of the Sunken Penis.
Porno. It was a porno. Aye, I was watching.
Was that a YouTube documentary?
It was a Pornhub documentary.
I think this was my documentary.
Was that your doco?
Yeah.
About sunken penises?
Yeah.
Because I didn't realize you even had a documentary.
Yeah, I have a documentary.
It's on YouTube. Yeah,
it's on YouTube. And it's about it's about sunken penises.
Sunken penises and also like my troubled upbringing and stuff.
And are
like,
they linked, are they?
Yeah. Which is crazy. But I guess you'll have to watch it to find out.
It's quite a good doco, actually.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
You feel it kind of humanizes you, but also reminds you of what a psychopath you are.
Yeah. And that's what we wanted.
Aye.
Yeah. Thank you. Great.
You're welcome.
Liverpool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put down Liverpool. Question number 5. How did actor James Dean die? Do you like the movies, Paris?
No, I don't like the movies. Don't. I was in the movies for
Chihuahua.
You were in House of Wax, weren't
I was.
You? With Matt Oakheim was also in that. There you go, fun fact.
Was
also,
he?
My yes. personal favorite movie, which is The Hottie and the Naughty.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've had, well. I've retired from it and I became addicted to the acting.
Oh,
and
I thought
had
you were
going to
say painkillers then, but.
No, I'm still addicted to painkillers, but I had to leave the acting community because I just couldn't be so raw all the time. So I don't watch
it's,
movies.
You have to be so giving, don't you?
Yeah.
You
yeah.
prefer to be cooked.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. That's easier for me to survive.
Are there options for this question? Because I think it's car crash. Right?
There's no options. You just have to. You
is
just
it
have to
car
know.
Or motorbike crash? He was moving very fast in a metal structure, mm-hmm. and then stopped very quickly.
If you just say crash, he
crash.
Won't even know. Yeah. Crash.
Was James Dean a member of the Society of Chodes, or was he a
oh,
member
no,
of a different
no.
society of dick
he was,
type?
He was a hog boy, I reckon.
He was a. I believe that he. People, I mean, the old days, it was a wee bit different with the society. We used to approach. People and say, please, please.
Very Chode-like.
Please, come on, please, yeah. no. And I believe he was approached and he said, I have a massive, just absolute mongrel.
Yeah. Mm. He was the
Society
original.
Of Mongrels.
Yeah, that's a different society.
Are there lots of different societies? Does every kind of dick have its own club?
Of course it does. Mm-hmm. We live in the same world, don't we? If you can, if you got one, there's a club for it.
Yeah. Like, I'm a member of the It's Fine one. It's just, it's fine.
It's fine.
The Society of It's Fine Ones.
Yeah, it works. Mm. That's our, on the crest, it just says, it works.
Yeah.
To answer your question, I believe that he being James Dean.
Mm. Mm. The mongrel.
Big Dick Energy.
BD.
Mm.
Car crash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was doing it before everyone else was doing it. You
drink
know.
Driving.
Aye. He was doing it too fast, too furious before it was
no,
cool.
That's yeah. not true. Mm. Paul Walker died first.
No.
Yeah. No,
no.
He did. Yeah.
No, it was
no,
James Dean.
I hope when I die, uh-huh. someone is able to...
If.
No, yeah.
If you die.
If I die. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
You could live
I'm
forever.
I'm sure they will have cured death by the time in the next
Never
five or so years,
yeah.
hopefully.
Well, they do say that there is a healing power in the Chode, actually, because we've had
like
instances...
Like the Blarney Stone.
We've had instances where it's not unlike sort of an octopus, Ooh. Where it's, you know, it's chopped off and then you rest and you sleep for a week and then...
Bam.
It's back.
There it is.
Aye.
Is it sort like of an optical illusion, though?
No.
Because how
no.
much is there to lose?
It's like when you've got a wart and you accidentally Oof. Graze it and then Oof. You're like, ah, I've got rid of it, but it's still there. You know...
Sorry, I just want to boil this down. Your dick is like a wart.
Aye, in many ways, it's got its own circulatory system, and people hate to see it.
Put down car crash.
For what this podcast is.
Question six. Which Caribbean nation takes its name from a word meaning the bearded ones? Caribbean nation takes its name. Are there any Hilton hotels in the Caribbean? I guess it's a worldwide hotelier
would
group.
Would you say Caribbean or Caribbean? I would say Caribbean.
Aye, Caribbean.
Yeah.
But Caribbean. Weirdly, Pirates of the Caribbean, not Caribbean.
No, no, I'm Pirates of the Caribbean. Caribbean. Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have.
You have so you've traveled there. Have you
yeah,
traveled?
I've traveled there. We have hotels in like Puerto Rico and mm-hmm. like
Jamaica.
Mm-hmm. Ooh,
Barbados.
Hey, Barbados.
Barbados. Aye, that's
that,
good.
Can
Maybe
we
it's
say
Barbados.
That? Let's say that. That yeah. sounds like
Bermuda,
weird.
Bahamas. Come on, baby, mama.
Take it to
Key Largo,
Montego.
Baby,
why don't we go to Jamaica?
Make
Are these all Caribbean
well, that's kind
places?
Of, that's like a list of options for us.
Okay,
there.
So like Bermuda,
Kokomo, We'll get there fast and then take it slow. That's where I want to go.
Way down to Kokomo, Bermuda, Jamaica. Oh, I want to take you to Bahama. Come on, pretty mama.
Any of those take your fancy,
Lago, Montego.
Pretty mama?
Baby,
pretty mama. Let's put pretty mama.
Really?
Yeah. I would have gone with it. No, I think it's pretty mama.
Okay.
Question seven.
Well, that's one that we're not going to get.
Name the men's and women's 2020 U.S. Open Tennis Singles Champions. Your mum loves tennis, Reese.
Yes. And I hate it.
Is it your mum? Did your mum win?
Mummy loves tennis. Oh, mummy loves tennis. Reese, mummy loves tennis.
Very aggressive.
This has become, it's like Mike Myers in the room.
No, I don't know what has happened.
English sports don't really... They don't really get played as much in Scotland, do they? Like, I mean, cricket isn't as popular in Scotland.
No, our national sport is drinking.
Yeah soccer.
And no, fried
not,
food.
Aye.
They're not as good in Scotland.
Never knowing when and how you're going to shit on the like
on the street. Yeah. Aye, yeah. Aye, we have the national street shitting championships.
It's part of the Heelan Games.
Yeah. Aye.
It's very
similar.
You have
to drink as much whiskey as you can, and you eat 5 king ribs.
Yeah. And it's like curling.
Pick a street.
You've got to get from one end of the Royal Mile to the end.
Shitting the whole way.
Yeah.
Aye, it's possible.
Yeah.
It's called cobbling.
So that's more popular than, say, tennis.
Aye, aye.
What was the question again? I'm sorry.
It was named the men's and women's 2020 US Open Tennis Singles Champions. That seems like the kind of place you'd love to hit the front row, Paris. Those sorts of high-end events.
Yeah.
You know, Anna Wintour's always at the tennis.
Mm. Yeah, I wear white, I sit. I love it. I love it so much. It's
great.
Amazing.
Do you follow sort of the points, who's winning?
No, I don't know.
Who's won.
Yeah. Was I think was it Australian lady? Who's the young one? Ash Barty.
Wow, so you do follow the names?
Yeah, well, I saw her on The Crown.
She on The Crown?
Yeah, she is on The Crown.
Really?
Yeah.
What does she play? Tennis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And chess. I saw her on. She plays chess. Yeah, so
that's the Queen's Gambit. That's the Queen's Gambit.
Yeah, that's what I said.
You're getting the Crown. Confused.
No,
she's not in the Queen's Gambit, is she?
Yes.
Queen's Gambit should rename that to Big Eyes. Because she's got big eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's obviously from the president of the Society of Chodes, you sort of name what you see.
Yeah,
I calls them how's I sees them.
Yeah,
I see big eyes.
Can we say Prince Harry and Ash Barty?
Prince Harry, yeah. The men's champion of the 2020 US Open, and yeah. Ash Barty, who wasn't in New York at the time.
No, oh. I think that she had to bow out this year.
Well, it was COVID. She decided not to go.
Selfish.
Yeah. Mm.
Is it one of the Williams sisters?
Probably. You want to put one of the Williams sisters?
Maria Sharapova.
Or
Maria,
Maria. Tennis players' names are quite good in
Australia. Maria Shriver.
Good, aren't they?
Yeah.
Give me another.
Andre Agassi.
Pat Cash.
Pat Cash is a good one.
Naomi Osaka.
Yeah, that's fine. That one works.
It's really the Russian ones.
Good. Yeah, it's the Russian ones.
Let's type in.
Well, we don't have like
Maria Sharapova.
Maria, do you reckon that's who it was?
No.
She hasn't played in a while. Aye, I think.
Oh, has she?
I don't think so. Leighton Hewitt and Beck Hewitt. And then write down the poem.
I think Leighton and Beck Hewitt, because they've won our hearts.
Do you guys know the poem? Yeah. Did you read?
Beck Hewitt. Aye. Wasn't she an actress?
Aye, but
did she have a song?
Yeah, but she had a song, and she also wrote a poem for him. Do you guys know the poem?
Oh no.
While you guys decide on the answer, I'm gonna find the poem and I'm just gonna recite it for you.
I think it was Pat Cash and Leighton Hewitt.
Who won the men's and who won the women's?
Whoever had the longest hair that time?
fuck. No, I've heard this podcast a few times, and this episode is the most fucked.
Well,
there's usually a lot of snippy stuff.
Yeah, you reckon? I don't think so. I think just
get just like it you're out. Chode.
Aye, well, it is circumcised. Which
you must
I just,
have been so angry at your parents.
I was furious as a wee baby. I was furious, baby.
Do you know this poem off by heart, Paris?
Yeah. Do you want me to recite it?
Are you just searching through your mind palace?
Yeah. I have a mind palace.
I know.
How does it go?
I really don't know where to start, but I definitely know you've captured my heart. It started that night you called me up to see if I'd play in the Starlight Cup. Way back then, little did we know that our love for one another would grow and grow. A text message or two is what kept us in touch, and I want you to know that I love you so much. It wasn't till late in 2004 that I received another phone call. When we decided to meet, we went up on the street.
It rhymed all the way up to then.
When we decided to meet, we went up the street for something to eat.
Oh.
From that day, I've been by your side, and look at me now, I'm here as your bride. I used to wish upon a star that I'd meet the perfect husband, and here you are. You're an inspiration to so many, including me. Anyone who's ever met you can count themselves lucky.
Oh.
I'm so lucky I found the one. Being with you, I have nothing but fun. You are my best friend and my dream come true, and I'm so glad to be sharing all this with you. And I'm going to keep going, so this is only the start of our dream together, but I promise to love you until forever. I can't wait to start my life with you. Just being together, our dreams will come true. I have no doubt your life, and being with me is now a part of your life. I admire you for so many reasons. I mean, look at what happened at the Four Seasons.
Oh,
we're about
Jesus.
To experience the miracle
of life. Is that landscape
life.
And gardening or hotel?
But I've never heard of it. But always remember, I'm so proud to be your wife. Having a family with you makes me glad. I know I'll never get sad. Thank you for choosing me. By sticking together, we'll make a great family. Engaged and then married. And
not
now
busy that day, was she?
One on the way. I'll take such good care of you every day. It's safe to say I'll love you more and more.
Jesus
and marrying
Christ.
You today, I couldn't be more sure. Rebecca Hewitt.
That is an incredible thing to have memorized.
And if that has upset you, please visit beyondblue.com.au.
Do you want to put Leighton and Beck Hewitt?
Leighton and Beck Hewitt. That's lock it in.
Lock it in. Number 8.
I didn't think you're going to get double figures.
Imagine if I did.
Imagine if that was right.
And we just missed that in the news.
If that's right, we all have to group suicide.
And if that's upset you, Beyond Blue. Question 8. Carmine is a shade of which color? Shade of which
blue
color? You reckon, it's blue?
Would you call it Beyond Blue?
.com.au.
Oh, it's like a Beck
Hewitt like
poem. Carmine is the name I've always liked. Uh-huh. I like the name Carmine. I've never met a Carmine and not been like, you're cool. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I feel like the sort of parents that name their children's Carmine are probably cool, so they sort
Wait,
of...
Or at least involved in organized crime.
I feel like Carmen is a name.
No, Carmine.
Carmine.
I have never...
You've never heard
in my
Carmine?
Life, and I feel like I'm being gaslit.
No, I'm surprised you live in New York and you don't know any Carmines.
Yeah, that's I live true. In New York and I don't know any Carmines. What? What?
Well, you
need Carmine. To speak to your staff more, maybe. Or
I don't speak to them.
Oh, okay, yeah.
What is it about the staff? You don't like to speak to your staff?
They're all deaf. They are all people who are deaf. So I don't speak to them. I sign to them.
So you
Thank
don't
you
okay.
very much.
Oh, you sign.
Yeah.
So they
you know,
can't full hear.
Sign language.
Yeah.
You've memorized Beck Hewitt's poem
and sign language.
You know sign language
and God, some of the lyrics to Britney Spears' first album. Email my heart.
Actually, if you watch the documentary, she is an incredibly intelligent person. So
yeah.
to be talking to you about you when you're not here, but
thank you.
Wait,
or something along those lines.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I never said I was intelligent. I just said that I've got a chode.
Yeah. It's blue.
Aye.
All right.
Yeah, you know it.
Let's
as
chuck
well.
It in. Let's
I'd say
blue.
Like 60 to 70.
Because like, and isn't...
Say more like 50 to 60.
I think it's
Psy,
blue.
What is Psy...
Do you want me to Google it?
No. No,
Paris. That's,
no, that's...
Is it... Because Psy...
Okay,
the
Google,
one on the printer.
What color?
Cyan?
What color
yeah,
is
oh, no, happy,
karma?
Yeah,
yes, cyan is blue cyan. As well, but
yeah.
like
let's
there
say
can
blue.
Be more than right. one blue, just like there
we'll
can be carmine.
I thought
so
cyan was
Carmen.
More of a greeny blue.
Shut the fuck up,
we'll
Stephen.
We'll put down blue. I mean, I know that it's red, but we'll put blue. Question
oh,
nine.
That's
what
I think
the,
it's red.
Yeah, it's definitely red.
Can we put down red?
Are you allowed to do that?
Yeah.
You're the quiz master.
But he doesn't have the answers.
I don't have
until
the answers
end.
To the end.
But you are saying that it's red.
Well, let's make it red then. Give me a fighting
let's
chance.
Let's do everything
See?
You
Come
want
on.
To do.
All right, we'll put red.
If it's blue, I'm going to be...
Yeah, I'm going to be fucking
I'm gonna
furious.
I'm
going
to be furious.
if it's blue, oh...
Well, put blue then.
If it's no. blue, I will shit my pants.
Yeah, go on, put blue.
All right, we'll put blue. We're
Back
putting
yourself.
Blue, everyone.
If it is...
Why are you doing that?
If I don't know.
He said
if it's
he was,
blue...
He was saying that he's very
I
sure.
And I want to live in a world where I'm right because I'm right.
You don't even know.
Not because some man has told me what to do.
You just know because I said, I think it's blue.
Yes, and I trust you.
Question what nine. What him? Is the name of the upcoming him. James Bond film due for release in 2020?
No
James.
Time to Die.
Whether or not it comes out in that year or not. No
James.
Time to Die. You know that straight away.
No Time to Die. No, I was just saying something. I was just going through a list on my phone.
I think it's called James, James, James.
James, James, James.
Very
yeah.
similar
and
to
you say
Judy,
you've left
Judy,
the acting
Judy,
business.
Garland.
Same, yeah.
Life at the
it's
Coliseum.
It's really similar.
At what point do we get a movie that's just called James Bond?
Yeah, like,
oh,
a
yeah, like an album.
Like a reboot,
yeah.
I reckon.
Aye.
Like if Paris puts out her like seventh record,
yeah.
it'll just be Paris.
Paris.
Hilton.
Paris. One and Night in Paris.
Did you ever watch One Night in Paris, Paris?
Yeah.
Have you
Every
seen Paris
night.
Is Burning?
Every night.
Every night. And Paris is Burning.
What about
and
Paris,
I was like,
Texas?
I'm this isn't
Harry
hot. I thought it was going to be.
What about Paris Team?
Yeah, I saw that.
Emily.
Yeah, I saw that. She's gross.
Transformers.
She's from the Queen's Gambit.
Bumblebee.
Do you want to put James, James, James on No Time to Die?
No Time to Die.
You should put James, 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 but
James
that's
Bond.
Just me.
James,
no Time
James,
to Die. Question
hold
10.
The ladder steady, James, James.
How many days hold are in three fortnights?
What?
How many
what?
Days are in three fortnights? Are you good at math, Stephen?
One, two, three, four, five,
are you good at counting,
six,
but are you good at math?
Seven. One. Seven.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
8, 9, 10, 11, 12,
yep.
13.
This is a poem that Stephen's memorized.
14. So that's 2 weeks.
No,
that's 1 fortnight.
What's happening?
So did you just count out 14 days in 1 fortnight?
Aye, aye.
You couldn't get to that.
Aye.
What was the question?
How many days are in 3 fortnights?
Is it 42?
10, 10, 10, 34, 38, 42. It's 42.
Yeah.
I love
that
showing you
a ride.
Work.
That was like watching A Beautiful Mind.
That was yeah. watching A Beautiful Mind.
Does the chode get older?
Does no one... oh, my God.
No.
Very good.
As I said, it's got octopus-like qualities and the fact that it's regenerating. My chode, if you... When I'm dead tomorrow...
Yeah.
You open
if that
up.
Was upsetting for you, please listen to my album Diamonds.
A couple of weeks, I'll be decomposing in the ground.
Oh my God.
Open it up, and my chode will be shiny and new.
Wow.
Really?
And still useless.
Aye. It's good for a push.
Pish.
What are you hoping for out of 10, Reese?
Are we done?
Yeah, that's it.
Holy shit.
What do you reckon?
I reckon... You know what? I am hopeful. I reckon 4.
You reckon you're going to equal your best score of 4?
I reckon if I could... The first one I did a 3. The second one I did a 4. I reckon we can get to a 5.
All right. Do you share the enthusiasm, Stephen Manley?
I think this could be an all-time low.
Wow. I feel like you were the most positive one of the group until that's genuinely the last 5 or 10 minutes.
Aye, aye. I think Beck Hewitt's poem really sent me on a downward spiral.
I thought it was beautiful.
What are you hoping for, Paris?
I'm hoping for peace and like maybe a new iPhone.
World peace.
World peace and an iPhone.
Yeah, that's all I want for Christmas.
Well, let's see what we can do. Question number one was, which American singer links the songs Tired of Being Alone, Call Me, and Everything's Gonna Be Alright? You said Debbie Harry, but it was Al Green.
Oh, question what the fuck?
Number two was, what starting with O are the horn-like structures on a giraffe's head? Steve Manley offered Ublix, but it's ossicones.
I was close, though, wasn't
I? Yeah, I mean, yeah, bizarrely. I was going to say orns. So.
Question number three. In which century was Joan of Arc burned at the stake? You said 12th, but it was 15th.
Ooh. Closer to Paris.
Yeah.
You think that Liverpool is the town that a Scouser hails from in England, and you'd be correct.
Hooray! Hey, number one!
One right.
Just four more to go.
James Dean did indeed die in a car accident.
Great. Rest in peace.
Power. Rest in power. Bail and rip.
Question number six was, which Caribbean nation takes its name from the word meaning the bearded ones? You said pretty mama, but it was Barbados.
Oh. See, we were actually right.
Yeah. No, pretty mama, it was our choice.
Question seven, name the men and women's 2020 US Open tennis singles champions.
I think I've got a good feeling about this one.
Leighton and Beck Hewitt, but it was Dominic Thiem and Naomi Osaka.
You said Naomi Osaka.
I did. I said Barbados as well. Question eight. Carmine is a shade of which colour? You said blue, but it was red.
Ah, what the?
Hang on, you said red.
You said red.
I said red. I got three there. Question nine was, what?
You should do this.
Is the name of the upcoming James Bond film due for release in November?
No Time to Die.
You avoided James and locked in No Time to Die, which is right.
Yay.
And how many days are there in three fortnights? There are indeed 42. Four out of ten.
Yes. Stayed the same.
Even if the consistency. Stars are crazy.
Well done.
So we're blind.
Well done.
Congratulations, Paris.
Thank you.
4 out of 10.
Yeah.
Have you? Is that a sort of a high score for you?
I'd call you a 4 out of 10.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Daddy.
Do you have any supporting artists on your new record? Any singers?
Yeah.
That.
Do you know the girl from the Australian Bachelorette?
The girl from the Australian Bachelorette?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sam Wood?
Georgia Love?
Yes. No, it's not Georgia. It's
Michelle Brazier?
Yeah. It's Michelle Brazier. Brazier, yeah.
You got Michelle Brazier on the record.
She's doing the vocals.
It's well. She on the Bachelorette?
Yeah.
And Paris Hilton's album.
Huh. Yeah.
A couple of big wins
She's
for Michelle.
She's doing really well. She has heaps of Instagram followers.
Where would you follow her on Instagram?
She's got like 14,000.
At Michelle Brazier.
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
How many do you have?
Please follow Ben. He's jealous. He found out in the car and he hasn't let it go.
Never mind.
Well, thank you for being here, Paris. Let's speak to Ben. Steve Manley, the President Society of Chodes. Do you have a full list of members of the Society of Chodes?
I do, but are they members?
I would.
Hey!
I'd like to do a warning to one of our great nemesis, Ben Russell, who is not.
He's got
one of the biggest hogs in the world. And he is no, he know we're going to get you.
And it's bigger than him because he's quite small.
One could almost say that he is a giant fuckhead.
Yeah. When I hear people describe Ben Russell, they're usually like, well, he's a big dick.
Yeah. And they would be right.
Yep.
Thank you for joining us, Steve Manley.
You're Reece, welcome.
Congratulations on 4 out of 10, matching your high score.
Yep.
On your third attempt.
Do we think I might have something wrong with my brain?
Yeah.
It's starting to seem that way.
I'm used to low numbers.
This is almost... This is almost research we're doing now. This is now part of a study.
Yeah.
And the numbers aren't good.
We've run the numbers and the numbers are not coming up good.
No.
And anyway, it's 13:11:14 for Lifeline.
Is that the time?
If needed.
No.
That's Wax Quizzical. We'll see you next week.
Wait. Do I get to plug something?
What would you possibly have to plug?
I have a special coming out on the 20th of December.
On what?
On
Chodes.
What?
It's a documentary about Chodes. It's out on YouTube.
It's a website. It's a premium content website called netflix.com.
Do you subscribe?
.org.
Aye, because I love World War II documentaries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love to scroll down. Something that Karen and I like to do is we go to the documentary section and scroll down to the bottom as far as we can and yep. watch, like, we watched one about Air Force One once.
Yep.
Was it called Air Force One?
Yeah.
Yeah. all those National Geographic.
National Geographic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't think that was a documentary. Oh,
is that Harrison Ford?
You've got a documentary coming out.
I've
on
got
Netflix.
A documentary coming out called Reese Nicholson Live at the Athenaeum. Go watch it. It's algorithm based, so please watch it four times.
I figured out the other day.
Uh oh.
That I. that I have more credits on it than Reese.
Stop saying this in media situations.
But you, he's doing it though.
He's on the stage.
Aye. The problem is, it says written and performed by Reese Nicholson.
Yeah, Kyron
has a directed for the stage and a producer's credit.
Aye. It's across two cards.
That's cool.
But you know why he has two credits?
What a piece of shit.
Do you know why he has two credits? Because he wouldn't shut the fuck up.
With his wee giggle, giggling in the corner like a wee troll. Oh, you want me? You want to cross my bridge, do you? Hey, I got a wee riddle for you.
Oh my god.
I think I might have lost my mind.
I think I'm going to die.
Well, we're all going to die.
That's it for Wax Wizard for this episode and for this year.
Oh, Merry Christmas. Jesus is born.
Rest in peace, and everybody. It's me. It's Michelle.
Oh, Michelle.
Hi, does guys.
Mean, does that mean that I can stop doing this ridiculous accent?
But you still have a small dick, right?
Oh,
it's
my heavens, yes.
Stephen, it's me and a wife.
Huh?
It's me and a wife.
Hey, my wifey.
Yeah.
Now my wife
Maggie?
Has...
Yeah, it's me and a wife, Maggie. Hey. Maggie, look.
All right. We've all got shit to do.
Okay, bye-bye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.